Go in peace and be healed. Again, my title today is Go in Peace and Be Healed. My passage today, the main passage, will be in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34. Heather, this is not in the slides, but I do want to read the entire passage, so I'll start by reading the passage. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garment, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garment?" And the disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Father, I come to you this morning, God, giving you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, that you would lead me in this message, God. Help me to speak it the way that I studied it, God, and the way that you gave it to me, Lord. Open our minds and hearts to receive whatever it is that you would have us to receive, God. And again, God, we honor you, and this message gives you glory, God. Not Tammy, not no one else, God, but be glorified in this message. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. 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 So go in peace and be healed of your disease. If you think about this passage and just life in general, many of us have gone through different types of afflictions, whether the affliction is physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain. There's so many different afflictions that we journey through throughout this life. But the Lord wanted me to encourage his people today to go in peace and be healed. No matter the affliction, go in peace and be healed. Just going back over Matthew 5, 26, it says that she had, and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had. Many of you may have suffered under many physicians and have spent all that you had, tried many different things. Family couldn't help you. Doctors couldn't help you. Money couldn't help you. And even, you know, our finances and many different things that we've tried, even substance and, you know, things that we thought was going to make us well, it did not help us. There's only one person that's able to truly heal us of any sickness or disease. And sickness can come in the form of physical sickness and then even emotional sickness. And the emotional sometimes will do us worse than the physical. So we need Jesus. He is the only one that's able to truly deliver us from the sickness and disease. In verse 27, it says that she had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garments. This woman had suffered for 12 long years with an issue of blood, a flow of blood. If you think about it, and some of, you know, all of us ladies, we're able to, you know, understand what this lady was dealing with this flow of blood. We, you know, deal with something similar. But for 12 long years, can you just even imagine dealing with an issue of blood for 12 years? So we need blood running in our bodies to survive. And imagine her dealing with this for 12 long years, how weak she may have become or probably became. And then also, if you think about it, in the Bible, it tells us in the Old Testament that during this time, a woman was not to go out. She was considered unclean. She was not to be out in the crowd or amongst others. So she was not to be out with others. She took a risk. She was desperate at this point. So she took a risk to go out. She had heard the reports of the Lord. So she took a risk to receive her healing and believed, if only I could just touch the hem of his garments, I would be made well. I would be made well. You know, I was thinking about, as I was studying and thinking about this passage and how we need blood to keep us healthy, and how this woman had journeyed through with 12 years with this issue. And the Lord reminded me of my sister, who is no longer with us, God bless her, but in her early 20s, I believe, she was interning or some type of summer job at the Boys and Girls Club. And every single day she would come home. I mean, she's 20 years old, in perfect health. She shouldn't be coming home now. Granted, the children probably ran her a little crazy, so she's probably tired each day. But it was something different. She would come home each day just extremely exhausted. And I remember my mom just, you know, every day, "Stacy, what's going on with you? You come home every day and you just go to sleep and you're no good and you're doing nothing. What's going on?" And she didn't get any better. I remember a few days or weeks went by and she wasn't getting any better. So my mom took her to the emergency room. And when she got there, they ran tests and everything. And I remember my mom telling us that the doctor said that it was by God's grace that she had gotten there, because she was a walking corpse. She had been losing blood, not telling my mom what was going on. And she had lost so much blood that she was really weak. And after a day with, you know, with the children, she would just come home and go to sleep. No energy. And so I thought, this probably happened for a month or maybe 2 months or so. But 12 long years, can you imagine the weakness? Even pressing through the crowd. You know, as we think about the healing of Jesus and his ministry and how he healed, and the Bible talks about how the crowd would be pressed up against him, how she needed the energy and the strength to even get through the crowd, but she made her way. Amen. She said, "For if I touch even his garments, I will be made well." She had heard about the power of Jesus and all of his healing, all of the miracles he had performed, and believed, "If only I touch the hem of his garments." Many times our healing is just a touch away. A touch away. But we're stuck in our own ways. We won't even press forward to our healing. We continue in the state that we're in when God is saying, "I am available. Jesus Christ is here. I've sent the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, to heal you, to deliver you, to set you free. And all you got to do is press forward and receive the healing that God has for you." And in verse 29, it says, immediately The flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately, the flow of blood had dried up. In the same manner that the woman received her healing immediately, we can receive the same healing immediately. Now, God's timing is perfect, and God heals according to his purpose and his plan. But we also can receive healing immediately. We don't have to, you know, push things out. Even though we may not be healed at that particular time, we can receive the healing in our minds. Go ahead and start speaking the healing over your life. You may not have received it physically, but the Bible tells us to speak to those things. The power of life and death is in our tongues. If you're going to speak the disease, if you're going to speak the sickness over your life, that's the state you're going to remain in. Speak healing over your life. Speak healing over that situation. Whatever it is, God is able to do whatever it is that he needs to do. Are you desperate enough to press your way to healing? Sometimes it takes desperation for us to move, right? If we're not desperate, we'll sit and we'll waddle in it. But this woman said, no. I have been dealing with this for 12 long years. Isolated from everyone, weak, I need to press my way forward. I am desperate at this point. Are you desperate enough to press your way to your healing? Are you willing to take a risk at this point? Now, if you don't need healing right now, or you've never dealt with any type of affliction, this message you may not be able to relate to it, but I've heard the elders say that if you live long enough, you'll understand it better by and by. So if you've not experienced any type of affliction at this point in your life, keep living. You're going to experience affliction. You're going to experience suffering. And the Lord tells us to count it all joy, right? Count it all joy, no matter the suffering. And it doesn't make sense in the natural, right, to count it all joy when you're dealing with suffering. But God tells us to count it all joy. That means that he's going to heal us. That means he's going to give us a joy. He's going to give us grace to endure and journey through the suffering. Count it all joy, my sisters and my brothers. You know, I think about as I was preparing this message and thinking about how the woman pressed her way through. It's like, God, give me something to relate. And I thought about the game of basketball. So I'm not a basketball player, but I love basketball. And I have, like, my husband, my sister-in-law, my son, my nephews, my brothers, they played basketball for Eau Claire. And my sister-in-law and my husband, they were actually state champions. So I thought about the game of basketball. My husband played. I was at every single game cheering him on. And I thought about how when the opposing team was winning, I would hear Coach Glimp jump up and say, press. And I thought about, okay, God, how can I use this? Press. Apply pressure. When the opposing team looks like they're winning, apply pressure. Stop them from making that basket. Apply pressure in your healing. Apply pressure and press forward to the healing that you need. The enemy is not in control. He can't win this battle. God is in control. Apply pressure to your and move your way to your healing. For there will be nothing impossible for God or with God. Luke 1:37 says, for nothing will be impossible with God. Doesn't matter the affliction. Doesn't matter how long you've been suffering. There's nothing that God can't deliver us from. Nothing. He's powerful, he loves us, and he wants to heal us. There's nothing he can't do for us. Doesn't matter the sickness and disease. You know, I know that there are sickness and diseases that the doctor may say that, you know, it's terminal. You can't be healed of this. But God says otherwise. If it's God's will that you be delivered and you be healed, you'll be healed. And it can be instant, just like the woman with the issue of blood. Now, I'm not discrediting anything of any doctors or science. God has blessed people to have the ability to be physicians and, you know, give different type of medications. Not discrediting that at all. But what I'm saying is that God is able. One touch, one word, one prayer can heal you. No matter what it is, even if it's not physical, if it's emotional, right? So we journey through emotional pain as well. That healing that is available to you is up to you. Again, it's available to us all. Will you press your way to the healing that you need? Sin. You know, sometimes we actually inflict or bring pain on ourselves through sin, right? But it doesn't matter the sin. Jesus Christ came to deliver us from all sin. He's able to save us. He's able to deliver us. I think about the sin and destruction in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Lord was delivering Lot and his family from the destruction that was to come. But in the deliverance, Lot's wife didn't want to leave the life that she had behind. And so the Bible tells us that she turned to look back, and in that she became a pillar of salt. We can miss our healing. We can miss our deliverance by staying in the state that we're in. When God is ordering you to move forward, it's not necessary to turn back. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing forward to the healing that God wants to provide for you. Depression and anxiety, abuse. Yes, the abuse may have happened. Doesn't change who God is. Does not matter what happened. The anxiety, depression, yes, those things are real, but God is real. There's nothing you can't be saved from. And the anxiety and the depression is a trick of the enemy. Speak to that mind. Speak to those thoughts. Cast those thoughts down. If it's not of God, cast it away. Insecurity and shame. There's things that the enemy tries to, you know, keep reminding us of that produces insecurity and shame. But the Bible tells me and you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There is nothing that the enemy tries to put in our minds that we should believe. God says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are precious to Christ. There's nothing that the enemy can say that can defeat you. Believe God for who he is. Grief. There is no sorrow, no pain, no hurt that God doesn't already know about. There's nothing that he can't deliver you from. Yes, the loss happened. Yes, the hurt is there. Yes, God, I don't even know how to feel right now, God. The very person that I love more than anything is no longer with me. But I know that you're able, God. I know that you make no mistakes, God. Give me the peace that I need, God. Give me the healing that I need, God. Help me, dear Lord. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Yes. Yes, Jehovah Rapha. Miracle worker. Yes. We hear countless examples of God's miracle working power throughout his word. There's nothing he can't do. I was thinking about a movie that we watched probably a couple years ago here with the women's ministry, and it's called Miracles from Heaven, and it's a true story where a child had suffered with a disease, something with her stomach, and she had suffered with it for many years, and her mom had just thinking about the movie, her mom and her dad had become desperate. She had, like the woman with the issue of blood, gone to many physicians, taken different type of medications. The poor child was so weak, it was heartbreaking to even watch the movie. But God performed a miracle. And again, this is a true story. He performed a miracle. This child, sick as she was climbing a tree with her sibling, her sister, and in that, she took a fall from that tree and hit her head. The issue was in her stomach, not in her head, but hitting her head from that fall, miraculously, she was healed from that disease or issue with her stomach. So sometimes, you know, it doesn't even make sense to us. Her mom had took her back to the doctors, and she started to feel better, and she didn't need the medication that she was taking before, and able to eat better. And the doctors didn't understand it. Her mom didn't understand it. But the Lord had miraculously healed her. He is the great physician. There is nobody greater than God. Nobody. Yeah, we might think that, you know, mama and daddy can fix it, sister and brother can fix it, even trying to think that money or medications can fix it, different types of medications. Yes, medication helps us, but there is a great physician, and that is Jesus Christ, our healer. Jesus Christ is our comforter. He comes to comfort. I think about the story of the death of Lazarus. Mary and Martha and Lazarus were great friends of Jesus. And, you know, Mary and Martha wept and was mourning the loss of their brother. And Jesus had shared with them that his sickness was not unto death and that he was not dead. He was only sleeping. But they continued to mourn. But the thing about this story that really touched me is that Jesus wept with them. This passage is not on the slides, but in John 11, 33, 35, it reads, "When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, 'Where have you laid him?' They said to him, 'Lord, come and see.' And Jesus wept." Again, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And then the last sentence, Jesus wept. Jesus was greatly moved then, and he's greatly moved now. As you encounter different types of afflictions and pain in your life, he's concerned about you. He weeps with you. Even in the midnight hour, you're laying before the Lord, just hurt, in despair, not knowing which way to turn. He is laying right there with you, even holding you, cradling you in his arms, rocking you, holding you, comforting you. He's a great comforter. He's a healer. If you have any doubts about the healing power of Jesus Christ, turn to his word. There is countless examples of his healing in his word. Read God's word, and his word is truth. Stand on his word. Countless examples. His ministry actually begins with healing. Read God's word. And then there's also testimonies amongst us. Look for those testimonies. Listen, when God is having someone share with you their testimony, it's to share and glorify his name. The same God and Jesus Christ that healed back then is healing today. He's no different today. He's a restorer. He restores, he restores, he restores. I know that over the past year and even a few years, many of us have journeyed through different loss. Even journeying through this pandemic, we've seen people lose family members. We've seen people lose jobs, even their health. But God is a restorer. Job lost his family. He lost his possessions. And God even allowed his health to be compromised. And in that, Job never lost his faith. He continued to trust God. He said that God has given and God has taken away. Yes, God gives us, but there's times he's going to take away. He says, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Though I feel this pain in my body, God, I'm going to trust you. Though I've lost a family member, God, I trust you in it, God. You know what you've done, God. Though I'm hurting, God, my heart is broken, God, I will trust you. You are perfect. Your will is perfect, not my will. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:1, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under the sun. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. That tells me that every day is not going to be perfect. We're going to journey through some times that's going to cause us to cry. But then there's going to be some times that we're going to laugh. There's going to be some time of sorrow, but there's also joy. Joy cometh in the morning. That's right. Amen. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Though we journey through pain, we count on the joy of the Lord to give us strength. When all hope is gone, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's the only way we can make it. That's the only way we're able to endure through the pain. In Acts chapter 3, verse 6, Peter and John is on their way to the temple of prayer. And on their way, they pass a beggar. And in verse 6, it says, but Peter said, I have no silver and gold. What I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Again, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You see, healing doesn't always come in the manner in which we expect it or think that it should come. This lame beggar probably had become used to just someone giving him a handout as he lay there. But Peter said on this day, I don't have any silver and gold, but what I do have is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today, I don't have any silver or gold. I don't have any magic potion, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus. You can be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. You know, when I was actually going through this message and thinking about how sometimes we expect healing in the way that we want it to come, but God knows the healing that we need. He knows how we need to be healed, and he knows how we need to receive it. So I think about a little bit of my own testimony. In my early 20s, my husband and I were dating since high school, as I mentioned. And through that, we had journeyed through some dark times in our relationship. We were very young, not knowing the right things to do. And so we journeyed through some dark times in our relationship. And in that, you know, there was times in our relationship that I thought that I was perfect, right? But God will reveal to us, when you start to walk with the Holy Spirit and the Lord leading and guiding you, he reveals to you that, no, you are not perfect. In fact, there are some things in your heart that needs to be rid. There are some things in your heart that I need to deliver you from. There are some things in your heart that are not of me. That heart is sick and full of disease. And so in this, we are journeying through a study on wisdom in Proverbs, and our preaching team is taking us through a series on wisdom. So I would be remiss if I didn't bring up wisdom in my message. And so in Proverbs 14:1, the message version says, Lady Wisdom builds a lovely home. Sir Fool comes along and tears it down, brick by brick. Another translation says, A wise woman buildeth her home, but a fool plucks it down with her own hands. You see, in my own mind, in my own heart, she thought she was wise, right? And in my preparing this message, and I wanted to share a little bit on wisdom, because without wisdom, we'll miss our healing, right? So I was preparing for this message, and I sat and I said, God, I want to share a little bit about wisdom, and I want to use a little bit of my testimony. And so I get up early last Saturday morning, and I'm just wondering what scripture to go to, and the Lord took me to Proverbs 14:1. And I said, no, I don't want to share that one. Don't want to share that one, right? Because we want to be wise in our own ways. We sometimes think that, you know, right, exactly, we know it all. And we don't. So I started to go through scripture trying to look for another passage. Not led me right back here. Amen. And let me tell you how good God is. Let me tell you how perfect he is. So as I pondered, I said, let me just step away from preparing the message or going over my message, and let me journey through our study for today. This is last Saturday. And I go to my Bible app and start to journey through the study for that day. And guess what the passage was? Proverbs 14:1. Father, I bow down. I got you. So today, Proverbs 14:1 is where he led me. In that hurt, in that pain, my husband and I, we weren't married at the time. In 2000, the Lord blessed me with this beautiful child, Ron Davis Jr., who I love so much. He's the reason I'm a mother today. And in that, I thought that this child would heal me. I thought that this child would bring me the deliverance that I needed. Again, that healing does not come in the form, in the manner that we think it should. It is not people. It is not family. It is not finances that will save and deliver us. Only one can save and deliver, and that is Jesus Christ. Nobody else can do it. Amen. While I thank God for this precious child, and yes, he, you know, changed my life, but he was not the deliverance and the healing that I need. How many of us know that it is in those valley experiences that we truly learn to receive our healing and our deliverance? See, if we never go through anything, we would never need faith, right? We will never learn how to press forward and trust and lean on Jesus Christ. It is in those valley experiences that you actually learn how to trust God. You see, in those experiences, suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Not hope in this world, but hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. There is purpose in pain. There is purpose in pain. I was at one of my niece's, I believe it was my niece's house or somebody's house. I think it was my niece having her anniversary gathering. And, you know, they were listening to some old school music, and probably many of you know the song by Betty Wright, No Pain, No Gain. That there is truth to that. You actually have to journey through pain to actually receive what God wants us to receive. The pain actually pushed me to purpose. Had I not journeyed through some of the pain, both emotionally and then also physically, I may not be standing before you today. My relationship with Christ may not be where it is today. See, it's in that pain that I actually learned how to lean on and trust in Christ. It was through those wounds that I actually formed my relationship with Christ. And in that, in Proverbs 8:35, it says, "For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord." And verse 36 says, "But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death." It was in those valley experiences that I actually found favor. You see, I didn't have wisdom before I found the Lord, but it was through those trying times that I actually found wisdom, and I found favor with the Lord. Now, God, he can use me to be the wife that I need to be. See, I wasn't ready to be the wife back then. While I thought I was, God knew better. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to be the mother that he wanted me to be. I wasn't ready to be the woman of God that he wanted me to be. I needed wisdom to receive the healing that I needed. In order to receive our healing, we need faith. Faith can move mountains. And the Bible tells us that faith, even the size of a mustard seed, can move mountains. All you need is just a little bit of faith. That's all you need to receive the healing that you need. The Bible also tells us that faith without works is dead. That means that you have to put that faith into action. You can't just say that you believe and not move. You've got to do something. You have to be in prayer. prayer, communicating with the Lord, spending time with the Lord, telling the Lord what you need, thanking him for the things that he's already given you, and then also thanking him for the things that are to come. Communicate with the Father. The Word of God, we need the Word of God. Spending time meditating on his Word. See, we perish because of lack of knowledge. And if you want knowledge, turn to God's Word. Not our own understanding, the Word of God. We need God's Word. Praise and worship. Faith without works is dead. We have to do something. Praise God. Worship him. The Bible tells us everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Not when you're feeling good, praise the Lord. Not when I'm happy and full of joy, praise the Lord. The Bible says everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. God, I'm going to praise you even though I don't feel well in my body. God, I'm going to praise you and I'm going to worship you, God, even when I'm feeling depressed, God. Even when I'm having these anxious thoughts, God. Even when things don't look the way that I want them to look, God. I'm going to praise you, God. I'm going to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, God. And then we must continue to follow Christ. We got to have faith. We got to continue to follow him. Follow him. Follow his path. When we go off into another path, we get off track. And you can be so close to your healing, but you veer off. And then you've missed your opportunity. The woman with the issue of blood did not miss her opportunity. She continued on that path to reach out and receive her healing. That same healing is available to you. Continue to press your way to your healing. Press your way to your healing. You know, as I was studying, I'm thinking about the woman with the issue of blood and the flow of blood. Doctors tell us, or anyone in the medical field tells us, that when we're bleeding, to apply pressure. Apply pressure to that wound. Whatever it is, apply pressure and keep pressing forward to the healing that you need. No matter what the healing is not always physical. Again, sometimes that healing is emotional and it starts in this heart of ours. We need healing. We need healing to be the women and men of God that he's called us to be. You know, sometimes when we don't take care of wounds and we don't apply pressure, those wounds become infected. And with that infection, you're no good. As a matter of fact, an infected wound will become to start to smell. And with that, not receiving the healing, and those wounds in your heart, they can start to smell. They can start to produce something that is not of Christ. Press your way. Apply pressure and heal those wounds. In Mark 5:33, again, it says, "But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him and told him the whole truth." In verse 34, "And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.'" Now, the scripture tells us that instantly she was healed of her disease. She had received her healing. This woman could have gotten her healing, escaped back to wherever she was going back to, and not even spoken up. But the Bible tells us that she fell in fear and trembling, in reverence of God. She honored God and glorified his name by speaking up and saying, "Yes, God, it was me." She told the whole truth. In that, you know, we have to do the same. In Psalms 32, King David, as you journey through Psalms, he pours out his heart to God, you know, admitting sin, admitting things, crying out to God, and even worshiping him. We have to do the same. Cry out to God. Admit our hurt. Admit that we need healing. And then worship him in the process. You may not have received the healing that you need just yet, but continue to worship him. Continue to honor him. Receive your healing with an amen. Amen. Admit you're in need of healing. Meet the Lord right where you are. Yes, you need healing. May not have received the healing quite yet, but meet the Lord right where you are. For Jesus Christ came for the sick. He didn't come for those that didn't need to be healed. So if you don't need healing, God bless you, but I need healing. Meet him right where you are. In your sickness, in your disease, meet him right where you are. You're admitting that you need healing. Meeting the Lord right where you are is an encouragement to somebody else. Somebody else is watching. Somebody else needs to hear your story. Just like we needed to hear the story of the woman with the issue of blood and all of the different healing that the Lord and Jesus Christ has done, somebody needs to hear about your miracle. Somebody else needs to hear about your deliverance. Admit you're in need of healing. Meet the Lord right where you are. Encouragement to others. And then your encouragement to others helps them to know that there is nothing impossible for our God. There's nothing he can't do. In Psalms 147:3, it reads, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Pain in your body, sickness in your body, even emotional pain. But the Bible tells us that he binds it all up and he heals the brokenhearted. Yes, your heart may be broken, but joy comes in the morning. God is able to heal that broken heart. The loss, it doesn't matter. God knows all about it. He's willing and able to heal you. Receive your healing. And then Isaiah 53:5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. By the stripes and the blood of Jesus Christ, you are healed. Receive your healing today. You don't have to continue to bleed. Press forward and receive your healing. The blood shed on the cross over 2,000 years ago helps you to receive the healing today. You do not have to continue to hurt. You do not have to continue to wallow in the pain. You do not have to continue to just lay in all that you've been dealing with. Healing is available to you. Jesus Christ shed blood. The blood shed on the cross heals us. It saves us. It delivers us. There is power in that blood. Amen. Go in peace. Your faith has made you well. If you have enough faith to keep pressing forward, even though you haven't been healed, no matter what it looks like, if you have enough faith to keep pressing forward to the Master, to keep pressing forward to receive your healing, you can be healed. Be healed of your disease. Go in peace and be healed. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed. That is my message for today. I want to encourage each one of you today. The Lord gave me this message for a reason. I don't know who this message is for, but I encourage you to receive the healing that Jesus Christ provides. No matter the hurt, no matter the pain, healing is available to you. The blood shed on Calvary heals you. Thank you.